The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 100.7 FM KHSS. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take the basketball court for some exciting hardwood action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS.
That's good enough. Yeah. Good evening, everywhere. Good afternoon, I should say. Several things a little different than normal here on the radio tonight this afternoon. We have the DeSales boys playing first and the Lady Irish playing second. We're at the Edward Jones Christmas Classic here at DeSales High School in Walla Walla. Cold Walla Walla today. Been out at the drive-in theater. That's our family business. Picking up tumbleweeds and stuff. My hands were cold. But it's warm in the gym. We've got good crowds for the second day and first day yesterday of the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. Good crowds today. We just had a nice competitive game, maybe a little too close for comfort for the College Place coach, Julie Hill. The Lady College Place Hawks won the consolation game against Grant Union. I think the final score is 47-43. I was trying to get my materials hooked up. Brett Power sitting directly to my right is on 102.3 FM. You can listen to the finish up of his post game if you want. But right now we're in the pregame of the DeSales Irish boys playing in the consolation game against the Moses Lake Christian Lions out of Moses Lake, Washington. The Irish boys steamrolled by one of the hottest offensive teams. I would say the hottest offensive team I've ever seen in the DeSales gym. College Place boys put up 98 points against DeSales last night in beating the Irish 98-75. Easily the highest point total for the Hawks of the season, and it was the highest point total of the season for DeSales as well, but they still lost by 23 points, 98-75. The Irish boys will try to regroup. Things really got away from them in the fourth quarter. And so the Irish boys, a little bit of a bad taste in their mouth, and it should be. And the way not, it's, I mean, I'm not saying College Place wasn't the better of the team, because they certainly were the better team, but not 23 points better. And the Irish boys and their coaching staff, and I know as a coach and a teacher and goes work with young players for a long time, they want to get this back on the court, get that bad taste out of their mouth, and they'll try to do so against the Moses Lake Christian Lions team that's looking for their first win. And this is a doubleheader today in the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. The Lady Irish gave Tim Duncan his Christmas wish, and that was for better offensive production. The Lady Irish got offense up and down their lineup, very consistent effort. They scored double figures in every quarter and beat College Place's girls 48-44. And the Irish girls will be in the second half of this doubleheader, and they will play a very, very good Brewster team, the Brewster Bear girls, who went to the state tournament last year and return all but one player off that roster. So the Irish girls, coming off a win, will be very, very challenged tonight against Brewster in the second half of this doubleheader. The Irish boys, coming off a tough loss on their home floor against the hot-shooting College Place Hawks boys, will try to get back on the winning track. We'll take a look at the bracket more specifically and set the stage for this boys' contest in the consolation bracket. You're listening to the Christmas Classic, sponsored by Edward Jones and Associates, on 100.7 FM KHSS.
At D.A. Davidson, we are proud of our company's extensive legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial professionals to volunteer throughout Walla Walla County because we know the importance of improving the world, starting here at home. When you need help in planning your financial future, wouldn't you prefer to work with the firm with local connections? D.A. Davidson has been based in the Northwest since 1935. Come see us at 102 West Main Street. D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Are you looking for a way to make your holiday shipping easier? Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Bring us your challenging packages and let us gift wrap them, pack them, and ship them for you. And while we're doing that, you can check out our unique gifts from Melissa and Doug Toys, Mova Globes, The Real Insect Company, and Nebo Flashlights. Pick out those stocking stuffers, then kick back and relax. And happy holidays from Sheila.
Paul.
Brandy. Lacey.
Mindy.
Jennifer.
Happy holidays from Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
From the steepest dunes to the densest forests, when terrain demands precision and control, there's only one sport side-by-side up to the task. Introducing the Honda Talon 1000X, available now at USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road. With a three-link rear suspension boasting over 15 inches of travel, the X model offers precise handling and maneuverability. The 1000-class engine provides rapid acceleration at every turn, and nothing gets engine power to the ground better than Honda's exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Take your friend to USA Honda, 1371 Dallas Military Road, to see the Talon 1000s and learn why life is better side by side.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
I mean, I have my homemade ones. Yeah, I'd take a couple blanks if you have them. We're back live at DeSales High School, just having a nice visit with Patrick Wall, our public address announcer, proud parent of Ben, Tyler, and Maddie Wall. Ben and Tyler, both graduates of the Walla Walla Catholic Schools. I had the pleasure of teaching and coaching them. Maddie, I don't think I ever coached Maddie, but I did have the pleasure of teaching her in the sixth grade and throughout middle school. She's a sophomore on the basketball team. And he just showed me a nice little score sheet he uses to keep track of things. Always nice to have help, and I need a lot of it. Hey, while I'm thinking of it, and I'm not sure if this is the right thing to say or not, but when I was cleaning up my gear last night, pretty much everybody was out of the gym. There were $7 laying next to my equipment. And I don't know if somebody brought it up to me. I've asked a couple of apostles, and they said, no, they didn't. So either the $7 was lost and just they decided to give it to me, or I got a tip. So that would be my first tip in my broadcasting career. So I was kind of excited about that. But if you know something about that $7 and where it needs to go, let me know. Otherwise, I'll just probably donate it to the concession stand, which is a great cause as well. Anyway, I digress, which is typical. The Irish boys last night defeated 98-75 to fall to 2-4 on the season. We'll take on the Moses Lake Christian Lions 0-4 on the season now. And actually 0-5 now. No, 0-4, excuse me. The bracket for the Edgar Jones Christmas Classic. Yesterday's action. The first game of the day, a girls' game, Brewster. The Lady Bears beat Grant Union 46-25. And then the second game was a boys' game. Troy, Idaho beat Moses Lake Christian 61-31. And then the evening games were a doubleheader between the Irish girls and boys and the College Place girls and boys, the Hawks. And the DeSales girls broke a little bit of a losing streak, a three-game losing streak, and beat the Hawks 48-44. And in the nightcap, the Irish boys ran into an offensive juggernaut. The College Place Hawks outscored them 98-75. College Place's score by quarter, 20, 23, 23, and 29 for a total of 98 points. The DeSales boys' second quarter was really their downfall. Actually, the good news is DeSales was able to score 75. The bad news, obviously, giving up 98 points. I think that's the most points ever that a DeSales boys team has given up. Slow start, which has been very typical, down 18-9 in the first quarter with the Irish boys. And then they got within four by the end of the first quarter, but then were outscored 23-10 in the second quarter. And then a very slow start coming out of the halftime, and College Place had the lead up into the mid-20s most of the third quarter. Coach Jessup for the Hawks put in his reserve for the final 2.5 minutes of that third quarter, and DeSales boys really took advantage of the skill level matchup and got it actually down to a 10-point game, got the momentum back. Coach Jessup put his starters back in, and sometimes it's hard to turn that momentum back around. It, and it was nip and tuck there for a while. Nip and tuck is a 23-point spread can be, but the Irish had it with the ball, a chance to cut it to single digits two or three times, but then the College Place Hawks starters just started rolling up on the Irish and scored 29 points and just blew DeSales out of the gym, especially in that fourth quarter. So the Irish boys have got to figure out a way to come out of that locker room before the game and at halftime playing better basketball. They got as close as 10 early in that fourth quarter, as I mentioned, but they finished very poorly defensively, giving up 29 points in that fourth quarter. They'll try to get some positives going against the Moses Lake Christian Lions. And when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Sick of Christmas music yet? I'm not. Gotta love me a smooth version of Silver Bells. This is Daisha with Total Comfort Solutions. You know what I would feel sick hearing? Weird noises coming from my furnace. Squeaking, banging, rumbling. Give us a call at Total Comfort Solutions to schedule a furnace checkup today. Let's keep that home merry and bright and warm this holiday season. Call Total Comfort Solutions, your HVAC and plumbing company. Keep singing those Christmas carols. You know I will.
Oh, I loved making meatballs at Grandma's when I was a kid. Let me tell you something. She was very particular. If you made your meatballs too round, she'd slap you upside the head and say, "Egg-shaped, Thomas, egg-shaped. Marona, we know one of the meatballs to roll off of the plate onto the floor." Grandma's meatballs, best I've ever had until I tried a Fazzari's hand-rolled meatball at Cucini. Their egg shape caught my eye, just like Nonna's. And man, are they tasty, the best ever. Delicioso Cucini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buona Pazzo.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at DeSales High School here, the site of the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. The second day of action, a consolation game between DeSales boys and Moses Lake Christians. Excuse me, Lions. This is Moses Lake's second trip down into the Walla Walla area. They lost their season opener at Prescott, 72-49. Their first three games were, actually all of their games have been on the road. They lost at Welpinet, 84-48, at Wilbur Creston, 60-36, and then lost yesterday afternoon to Troy, Idaho in this tournament, 61-31. Troy will play College Place Hawks in the boys tournament trophy game, the championship game, at 6 p.m. this evening. The Lady Irish will be matched up against Brewster in the girls championship game following this contest. Scheduled tip-off 5 o'clock. Let's look at the starting lineups from Moses Lake Christian. Their head coach, Moses Timoviev, T-I-M-O-F-E-Y-E-V. Timoviev. He will start Michael Puddlin, a 5'10 freshman, Jacob Robertson, a 5'10 sophomore, David Chavez, a 5'5 sophomore, and Pierre Borman, a 5'7 sophomore, along with Jonah Robertson, a 5'6 eighth grader. So obviously a very young team. They have one senior listed on the roster, a Joey Sarares, a 5'2 senior, but everybody else, freshman, sophomore, or eighth grader. They only had three players score against Troy yesterday. Pierre Borman had 17 of those points. No player over 6 feet tall. The Irish boys, on paper, should be able to really take advantage of a lot of things from Moses Lake. Starting for DeSales, Andrew Lyford, 6'1 junior, had 14 points in the loss last night. Coy Frucci, 6 foot junior, will start. Bobby Holtzinger, 6'2 senior. And then the Warden brothers, Tim Warden, the 6'3 senior, and Frankie Warden, 5'11 sophomore. Timmy and Frankie each had 7 points in the loss last night. Dark blue and old gold, navy blue and old gold, the colors for the Lions. Irish in the home, whites with the forest green trim. DeSales controls the tip. Lyford gives it to Frankie Warden. Swing it right wing to Lyford. Lyford deep three off the iron on go. Long rebound to Frucci. Very small Lions team. They'll sit in the zone defense. High post to Frankie Warden. Down low to Tim Warden. Ball knocked away. He chases it down in the corner. And then he has it knocked away off of the Lions. Officials this afternoon, Mike Gregg, Julio Almanzar, and Curtis Evanenko. Inbound to Warden. That's Frankie Warden. To Lyford, now left wing to Holtzinger. Looking inside for Tim Warden. To Frankie, outside to Lyford. Another deep three off the iron again. Rebound, Tim Warden inside. He scores it. Tim Warden and all the post players for DeSales should be able to have big games against the Lions. Their tallest player is 5'10". So the Irish score on their first possession. Get the names and the faces and the numbers. Chavez with it. Now gets it up to Borman. That's Pierre Borman. There are three Bormans on the Lions roster. Shot missed by the Lions. Rebound by the Irish, outlet to Frucci. Frucci quickly in front court. Kick it to the right corner to Lyford. He does not shoot. Passes cross court to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives the baseline. Somebody got a hand on the ball. Bobby got his feet tangled up. And it's called for traveling. Irish show man-to-man pressure, full court. With it in backcourt is Jonah Robertson, the eighth grader. Gets it off to Pierre Borman. Borman splits the defense, kicks it off to Podlin. Podlin shot won't go. Rebound inside by Jacob Robertson. Shot won't go. Irish with the rebound heading the other way. Frankie Warden inside. Dumps it for Timmy Warden, but throws it right to Robertson. Jacob. Bounce pass to the Jonah Robertson. We've got two Robertsons and three Bormans on the roster. And the ball knocked out of bounds off of DeSales. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Irish up 2-0. Jacob Robertson throws it in for Borman, stolen by Frucci. Frucci goes the other way, misses the lane, but he's fouled by Pierre Borman. Coy, nice body control as he got himself in the air. Pierre Borman trying to draw the charge. The sophomore against Coy Frucci, the 6 foot junior, but Coy was able to slide to his right while he was in the air and not take the contact full on. Borman tried to lean into him. Coy misses the first free throw. Clock stops with 6:19 to go, first quarter. Coy misses both free throws. Rebound by Michael Podlin. Now Borman, Pierre Borman, drives in the lane, ball stripped. Tim Warden has it, tips it to Frankie Warden. Now Frucci with it, quickly into front court of the Irish to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives left baseline, puts it up with a right hand off the glass and in. The sails up 4-0. Inbound to Pierre Borman. They trap him. Frucci strips him, gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger tripped by Jacob Robertson, the 5'10 sophomore. Bobby gets up, maybe turned his ankle a little bit. And see if they call that a shooting foul or on the ground. They say on the ground. 2 fouls now on the Lions. Into the game is Jeff Borman, a 5'6 freshman. Jeff Borman started against Troy and scored 8 points. Comes out the mid to get into Warden. Warden misses a shot, gets his own rebound, puts it back in. Timmy Warden, the 6'3 senior for the Irish. 4 of the Irish's 6 points. Moses Lake gets it in front court to Jacob Robertson. Robertson, between the circles, gets it back to Pierre Borman, and he's pushed and fouled by, I think, Frucci. Again, a very young team. All freshmen and sophomores. 1 8th grader, Jonah Robertson's in there right now. He started. He's got the ball right now. Frankie Warden will check him. Robertson picks up his dribble, gets it to Borman. That's Jeff Borman, the 5'6 freshman who just checked in. Now back to Robertson, now to Pierre Borman. Pierre Borman double team, gets it to Robertson, swing it to Jeff Borman. He fires a three and he hits it. So Jeff Borman comes off the Lions bench. An instant offense, 6-3 to Sales with lead. Right corner to Lyford will try to answer, and he will. Andrew Lyford, just like in practice, just spots up, gets the pass, eyeballs it, scores it. There's a shot missed, errant right to Lyford. Andrews looks like he might try to go coast to coast. He will, and he collides with Borman. Shot did not fall, but it goes to the free throw line. Irish up 9-3. No, they call the offensive foul on Andrew Lyford. Interesting. Well, Andrew got the rebound. You can see the look in his eyes. He was heading the other way in a hurry. And he went right to the rim, and apparently they called the charging foul. Sorry, I spoke too soon. Each team with two fouls. Joe Bapney and Jack Lesko, the two freshmen for the Irish, have checked in for Lyford and Timmy Warden. Matt Meadham has also checked in, as Holtzinger has come out as well. So Coach Fazari going to his bench at the 440 mark. There's a shot missed by the Lions, and the rebound goes out of bounds off of Moses Lake Christian. So Joe Bapney, Jack Lesko, the two freshmen in there, Corey Frucci, Tim Warden, or Frankie Warden, excuse me, two starters, and then Matt Meadham of the 6'4 post player. Matt Meadham catches the ball at half court, throws it on the wing to Corey Frucci. That's over and back as Coy caught the ball while he was in the air, transitioning from backcourt to front court. So DeSales, sloppy there with the turnover. Moses Lake Christian inbounds to Jonah Robertson. Final tune-up before we head into the new year and right into league play. Driving to the ball is Jeff Borman. Tries to pass it to Robertson, who saves it to the other Robertson, the eighth grader, and now in the corner with it is Jeff Borman. Drives baseline, cut off, gets it to Podolin. I like it when they throw it to Podolin because he has a different last name than the Bormans and the Robertsons. He is called for traveling, I think, because I try to get all these names squared away. Joe Bapney looking at the full court pressure, gets it to Frucci on the left wing, back to Joe. Joe brings it across the timeline, right corner to Frankie Warden. They double-team Meadema down low. Matt had 18 points in the losing effort last night, was our Dairy Queen player of the game. Bapney finds Meadema down low, and he has the ball slapped away by Pierre Borman. 5'7 sophomore, quick with the hands. I don't want to say this the wrong way, but from a physical size standpoint, this looks like a high school team versus a middle school team. But Moses Lake Christian down 9-3. They inbound it to Meadema. He has it stolen away by Jeff Borman, the 5'6 freshman, who gets it to Borman. That's Pierre Borman. Back to Jeff Borman. Jeff Borman is tied up by Jack Lesko and fouled by Jack Lesko. Moses Lake Christian guys have a lot of competitive juice in them. They're young, they're small. Sophomores and eighth graders out there. Sophomores, freshmen, and eighth graders out there. Inbounded in backcourt to Pierre Borman. Frankie Warden, now Frucci on him. They both shadow him. He's their player. He had 17 of their 31 points against Troy. And he hits the floor. Thought maybe he got pushed. Ball is loose and knocked out of bounds by DeSales. 26 on the shot clock. That seems like a lot. They inbounded to Jeff Borman. Borman between the legs of dribble at the half court with Jack Lesko on him, a couple of freshmen going at it there. He gives it off now to Jonah Robertson, the eighth grader, between the circles. Left wing to Pierre Borman. Pierre Borman with Frucci and Warden on him. Pass inside for Podolin, stolen away by Joe Bapney. Now to Frucci. Frucci into front court, gets it to Lesko. Lesko will quickly shoot the three. It's off the mark. Rebound, Frankie Warden. Double team kick out to Bapney. Up top to Frucci. Ball fake back to Joe Bapney. Bapney on the baseline, gets Robertson in the air. Kicks it out to Lesko, up top to Frucci. Frucci on the drive, kick out to Bapney. Overpassing right now. DeSales being very unselfish, nothing wrong with that, but they are passing the ball too much right now. And then Frucci picks up an offensive foul after passing the ball off. He knocked down one of the Lions players. Irish up 9-3. The Lions of Moses Lake Christian just one basket. But that's a three-pointer by Jeff Borman. And he loses the handle on the inbound pass, but he saves it to Jacob Robertson, who throws it down the middle, knocked away by Baffney. And the Irish get the ball quickly up court to Lifer, who hits the three. Irish score after the defensive steal and lead it 12-3. Lesko on Borman. We got a whistle and a foul on Jack Lesko. So Jack has picked up two quick fouls since coming into the ball game. 2:28 to go first quarter. Irish boys up 12-3. Very slight crowd here. Lady Irish players have the cheering section full, the student section. There's a shot missed by the Lions. Borman keeps it alive. Podlin has it. Now he gets it to the other Borman. That's Jeff, the freshman. He's called for traveling underneath. Pierre Borman is their player who really seems very skilled, makes a lot happen. And Jeff Borman checks out, and David Chavez, a 5'5 sophomore who started the game, comes into the game. Holtzinger and Baffney and Lesko break the press. Jack will drive all the way and leave the lay-in short. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Bodlin. Jack Lesko had a nice, he did a nice job slicing through the defense on the dribble. The open lay-in just couldn't get it to fall. Right corner to Chavez, loses the handle. Then he picks it back up, and now Leifert's all over him on the baseline, and Chavez steps on that end line and turns it over. 12-3 to Sales. The Irish boys 2-4. The Lions looking for their first win. They're 0-4. Lesko at half court picks up his dribble. Now hands it off to Joe Baffney. Baffney penetrates, kicks out to Leifert. Wide open for three. He's got it. Andrew Leifert, it's like shooting practice. He has not been contested. He just stands there and waits for the ball. And he's missed his first two or three, but he's hitting them now. And the Irish put the press on, leading 15-3. And Moses Lake's coach, Moses Temeviev calls timeout. 15-3, Irish with the lead here, 1:29 to go first quarter. You're listening to the D.A. Davidson. Check that. That's wrong. It's the Edward Jones Christmas Classic on 100.7 FM KHSS.
For 69 years now, Dale Gray's Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Gray's Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Moses Lake breaks the man-to-man pressure. Jeff Borman gives it off, gets it back. Baseline runner, he scores it. Jeff Borman has all five of the Lions' points. A nice one-handed runner on the baseline. They get the half court to Ryan Chase, who's checked in after the timeout. Ryan, 5'11 sophomore, gets it to Leifert. He fires a three again and hits it again. Andrew has four threes here in the first quarter. The Irish up 18-5. Pierre Borman gets it to Robertson. Robertson on the baseline has his shot blocked out of bounds. He's an eighth grader who's 5'6", and Matt Miedema at 6'4", just easy block shot for him. Now Jacob Robertson inbounds it to Pierre Borman. Kicks right corner to Jeff Borman. Three on the way. Off the iron will go rebound Leifert. Leifert will bring it the other way. The navy blue jerseyed Lions get in the front court. Leifert gets it off to Chase. Chase for three won't go. Rebound Jeff Borman. Borman between the legs with the dribble as Baffney challenges. Now long pass in the right corner to Jacob Robertson. Now to Pierre Borman. Back to Jeff Borman. Borman left corner to Robertson. Robertson shot off the iron. Rebound Chase. Ryan gets it off to Joe Baffney. He'll dribble up to the top of the circle. Now left corner to Holtzinger, wide open for three. He'll take it. Won't go. Rebound tipped and controlled by Podlin. Good effort by the 5'10 freshman as he was battling with Matt Meadham of the 6'4 senior, and Podlin won the battle. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Borman will fire the three. It's off the iron. Lost track of time there in the final minute. Sorry about that. The Sales boys firmly in control against what looks to be an outmatched group of Lions from Moses Lake Christian by a score of 18-5 after 8 minutes. You're listening to the Edward Jones Christmas Classic on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now in its 150th year, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, the DeSales boys needed, I don't want to say a break, after being manhandled by College Place last night, giving up 98 points. They give up just 5 here in the first quarter in this one against the Moses Lake Christian Lions, both by Jeff Borman. And the Lions start the second quarter with the ball. The Irish get it back from them and head the other way, and then it's knocked out of bounds. Now we've caught up. Lyford has inbounded to Joe Baffney. He'll swing it to Ryan Chase down the baseline to Matt Miedema. Now he gets it inside the block to Timmy Warden. Outside to Chase. Three-pointer in and out. Stays out. Rebound by Jacob Robertson for the Hawks. Gets it to Jeff Borman. Chase is on him. Irish playing man-to-man. They leave Jeff Borman alone. Now Chase is chasing him. As the Irish get mashed up. Pass on low to Podlin. Stolen by Matt Miedema. Gets it to Joe Baffney. Joe, the freshman, bringing it into front court. Baffney, Chase, and Miedema, three players off the Irish bench. Two starters in there, Frankie Warden and Ryan Chase. Lyford fires a deep three. It's off the iron, short. Rebound by Jacob Robertson. Neither team has scored here early in this second quarter. 6:52 to go till halftime. Jeff Borman drives baseline. Cut off, pass out to Podlin, knocked away by Joe Baffney, who goes up into the bleachers. Joe, a freshman for the Irish. Good tussling defense. Can't save it. 22 on the shot clock. Podlin will inbound it between the Irish bench and the scorers table to get it into Pierre Borman. The Irish have held him scoreless. He had 17 against Troy. Pass inside for Podlin. Stolen again by Matt Miedema. Give it off to Joe Baffney. Joe between the circles, right wing to Chase. Down low on the baseline to Miedema. Loses the handle a bit. Throws it off of Podlin's leg and out of bounds. So Matt got himself right down on the baseline trying to control the pass. And now he'll come out of the game as Tim Warden checks in. Tim Warden towering over the Lions, both with height and physicality. Timmy will post up inside, not open, get in the corner to Ryan Chase. Up top down to Lyford in the right corner to Frankie Warden. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound tip controlled by the Lions. Pierre Borman with it, gets into front court. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane, kicks out to Jeff Borman. Three on the way, he's got it. The Lions score first in the second quarter. It's 18-8. DeSales with the lead and the ball. They get it to Lyford at half court. They've got a 3-on-1. He gets to the right wing to Chase. Pass behind him. Now he's double-teamed. Kicks it out to Baffney. Left corner to Lyford. Lyford gets Pierre Borman in the air. Now kicks up top to Baffney. Baffney to Chase. Chase on the drive. Dumps it down for Warden off his hand. Podlin on the floor saves it. I like that guy. He hustles. Michael Podlin, 18-8. And the Lions hustling into front court. Players on the floor. Whistle blows. And the fouls on Joe Baffney. Baffney's first. And the Lions certainly outmatched in this game physically, but they are playing hard. Jeff Borman on the inbound misses a three, but the rebound by the eighth grader, Jonah Robertson, and then he's tied up by Baffney. And the possession in favor of the Irish. 18-8, DeSales with the lead. As Chavez checks back in for the Lions, and Coy Frucci will come in for Joe Baffney. Frucci, Lyford, Warden, Timmy, and Frank. That's four starters on the floor, and then Ryan Chase. They show pressure. They get in the front court to Warden, to Lyford. Pierre Borman right on him. Up top it goes between the circles to Frucci. Right corner to Chase. Chase checked by Jeff Borman. Now on the right wing to Frucci. Dribbles right to left. Gives it off to Andrew Lyford. Out near half court. Now left corner to Frucci. Three on the way. Off the iron will go Tim Warden. Strong with the rebound inside. He's fouled before the shot. Timmy is 6'3", so he's 5 inches taller than their taller player. And Timmy goes about 225, so he probably outweighs their heaviest player by at least 50 pounds. Frankie Warden goes to inbound. It throws it off the bottom of the backboard, though, and Borman comes out of there with it. The Irish turn it over. The foul is on Jeff Borman. He was shooting the ball right now from three. It won't go. Rebound tipped and out of bounds. And Andrew Lyford says, I didn't touch it, and it's off of the Lions. Holtzinger inbounds it to Frucci, to Bobby Holtzinger, back to Andrew Lyford. Back to Holtzinger, still in backcourt. Now to Frucci near the timeline. He'll dribble across the timeline, get in the front court to Holtzinger. Now to Lyford, wide open for three. Off the back iron won't go. Rebound Bobby Holtzinger. Backs in, can't find a room to shoot. Gets it to Frucci, drives in. He turns and dumps it to Lyons. The Sales being too unselfish out right now. Coy drove into the lane after getting a pass from Frankie Warden, who was about 5 feet from the basket. Now, Frankie's only 5'11", but he's still taller than any Lion player out there. Then Frucci drives in and tries to pass it, but he got called for charging. Coy has picked up three fouls. The Irish have seven fouls. 18-8 here in the second quarter. The Sales has not scored in the second quarter. A three-pointer by Jeff Borman, who has all of Moses Lake's points. The only basket here of the second quarter. And Jeff Borman has the ball between the circles. Left wing to Chavez. Back to Borman. Now up top it goes to Jonah Robertson. Robertson between the circles with Lyford on him. Right wing pass goes to Jacob Robertson. Robertson looking for a teammate to pass off to. Can't find him. Any good defense. Swing it to Jonah Robertson. His three-pointer won't go. Rebound inside by Jacob Robertson. The sophomore kicks it out to Pierre Borman, and Borman's three is off the mark. Rebound by Jack Lesko, who checked in a moment ago. Lesko, the freshman in the front court, left wing to Lyford. Now left corner to Holtzinger. Holtzinger drives in, a little reverse laying in and out, stays out. Rebound tip and out of bounds, last touch by DeSales. So DeSales boys, I mentioned in the pregame, have struggled all season long with getting off to a fast start. They did so today, up 18-5 after 8 minutes, but we've played 4 minutes and 20 seconds more than halfway through this second quarter, and the Irish have not scored in the quarter, but they still lead 18-8. Jeff Borman between the circles, 3:30 to go in the half. Borman between the legs, now bounce pass deep on the right wing to Jacob Robertson. Now to Chavez at the top of the key, holding the ball over his head. 5'5", sophomore kick out to Pierre Borman. Fires a three, and he hits it over Jack Lesko. So the Pierre Borman, who had 17 against Troy yesterday, gets his first bucket of the game. And just like that, the Lions are within seven. And the Irish have not scored here in the second quarter. Long cross-court pass to Jack Lesko. Three on the way, won't go. Long rebound by Robertson. The eighth grader goes up strong, misses a shot. Rebound by Jeff Borman. He puts it up, still won't go. Rebound by Jacob Robertson, he's fouled. So what you have right now, folks, is a team in navy blue that's just playing harder than the team in white right now, and they're getting some confidence, and maybe things a little too easy for the Irish in that first quarter. It's a seven-point game, 2:48 to go in the half, and Jacob Robertson will shoot two free throws. The foul was on Lesko. That's Jack's third in limited minutes here in the first half. Now Ryan Chase and Matt Meadham will check in as Lesko and Timmy Warden check out. So the Sales boys got to find a way to get out of this little funk they're in right now here in this second quarter. Missing the first free throw is Robertson. He'll get the second try to go. And now Joe Baffney will check in for Andrew Lyford. 6-point game. The Sales has not scored here in the second quarter. drives fans crazy, radio announcers crazy, and especially coaches. You guys come out and score 18 first quarter points, and now you can't find a way to get it in the hoop. Ball kicked out by Miedema in the lane to Bobby Holtzinger, a hop, skip, and a jump. And the hop, the skip, the jump, not necessarily in that order, and that's traveling on the Irish. So the Lions have the ball down 6, 2:30 to go in the first half. Right corner pass goes to Jacob Robertson. Down low to Podlin, and he puts a little jump hook in over Miedema. Miedema and Warden in there together right now. Podlin at 5'10", the freshman, showed nice vertical hops. It's 18-14. Now to Miedema, down low to Joe Baffney. Now to Warden, who drops it out of bounds. Boy, I'm having to eat my words a little bit. During that first quarter, I'm basically acting like this game was in the bag for the Irish, and they're playing like it, and it's not. It's now 18-14 after another Irish turnover, and Jeff Borman will bring it into front court. Chase on him. Now to Pierre Borman. Up top to Podlin. Left corner to Jeff Borman. Pass down low, stolen by Bobby Holtzinger. Jacob Robertson was open for a second, but Bobby closed the gap and stole the pass. Now Joe Baffney dumps it inside to Matt Miedema. Loses the handle, still on the dribble. He's stripped. Jump ball. Matt Miedema is 6'4", the tallest player on the court by 6 inches. He had a little trouble handling the pass, and once he put it down on the floor to retrieve it, the navy blue Lions were all over him. Possession in favor of Moses Lake Christian. Jeff Borman double team, gets it to Pierre Borman. Kick out to Robertson. Robertson back to Pierre Borman. Catch and shoot three off the iron, won't go. Rebound Matt Miedema. Off to Bobby Holtzinger. DeSales still looking for their first points of this second quarter, but they lead it 18-14. 1:15 to go in the half. Right corner to Chase. Chase fires a three. It's off the mark, won't go. Rebound Holtzinger on the backside baseline. Backs in, kicks out to Miedema. Up top to Baffney. Down low to Warden on the low post. He's triple teamed. Go up, buddy. You're big. They kick it to Holtzinger. He fires a three. Won't go. Rebound Jacob Robertson. The sales boys are overthinking this by right now. They kick it over to Jeff. Jacob Robertson fires a three. It won't go. Rebound Joe Baffney. We're inside a minute to go. The sales still looking for their first basket of the second quarter. Right wing to Holtzinger. Down low to Warden. Kick out to Holtzinger. Bobby on the drive. Dumps it to Miedema. And a shot won't go, and we have an offensive foul on Bobby Holtzinger. The sales boys, and I know this, sometimes you get caught up in trying to do exactly what the offense tells you to do, but sometimes you got to do the simple things. If you're 6 inches taller and outweigh everybody on their team by at least 50 pounds, you just got to power it up, even if all five of them are around you. 30 seconds to go in the half. Irish up 18-14, but have not scored in the quarter. Jeff Borman, fancy ball handling out front. Chase tries to stay with him. Now to Pierre Borman. He has it slapped out of bounds with 19 seconds to go. Pierre Borman does not want to inbound it, so he'll step away, and now they'll give it to Jacob Robertson, who will inbound it. Down low to Podlin. Podlin tries to spin around Warden and loses the ball out of bounds. Gets up and hustles the other way. Now the Irish have 17 seconds and the ball, still looking for their first points of the second quarter. Holtzinger gets it to Tim Warden. Down low to Miedema. Miedema lays it in with 7.5 seconds left. The Irish up 20-14. Jeff Borman will come the other way, looking to get a shot up, and he won't as he passes to Pierre Borman, who had it knocked away by Matt Miedema. So with 7 seconds left in the quarter, the Sales scores. That's the bad news. The good news is they lead by 6 at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
Happy holidays, Walla Walla Valley. All of us at Walla Walla Carpet One would like to thank all of our customers for another successful year. We'd like to invite you to visit our showroom for all of your last-minute projects and to help us clean out our warehouse for a year-end inventory. If you need Coratec vinyl plank, we have it. If you need Karastan, Shaw, Tuftex, or Mohawk carpet, we have it. Sheet vinyl, we have it. Hardwood, we have it. Also, don't miss our super cool window display and treats for all kids until Christmas. Walla Walla Carpet One, where we make beautiful affordable. 1611 West Stroh Street at the Walla Walla Town Center.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at DeSales High School as the Irish boys lead Moses Lake Christian's Lions 20-14. At the half, in a tale of two quarters, the Irish boys, after being outscored 98-75 last night against the College Place Hawks, looking at the Moses Lake Christian Lions performance yesterday in a 61-31 loss to Troy, looking at their roster, their lack of size, their lack of experience, the Irish boys came out very confident. Outscored the Lions 18-5 in the first quarter. Andrew Leifert hit 4 3-point field goals. The Irish really let up for who knows why. Too much, I think, overpassing. I think overconfidence. And the Lions, a good lesson for all of us watching, and especially their opponent, DeSales, kept playing hard and outscored DeSales 9-2 in the second quarter. Matt Miedema, a transition lay-in, with 7 seconds to go in the quarter, the only Irish points of the second quarter. The Irish outscored 9-2, but they lead it 20-14. Well, the Edgar Jones Christmas Classic, a nice way to end the 2019 portion of the sales season. They get a chance to get tuned up for league play after the first of the year. We'll be looking at the schedule of games coming up in 2020. When we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
The word about Fazari's Pizza has gone global,
and we thought you should be able to order on your mobile.
So we took Fazari's.com
down to the size of your palm.
Grab your Android or iPhone and click on Fazari's.com.
For a sandwich, pasta, or pizza, that's the bomb.
Just push this button and place your order.
And you can even order extra and be a Fazari's hoarder.
Oh, boys, only you could make a smartphone sound so tasty.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
This is KHSS. Walla Walla.
Well, we're at the half of this boys' consolation game at the Edgar Jones Christmas Classic here at DeSales High School. The Irish boys lead Moses Lake Christian's Lions 20-14. The Irish boys coming in with the 2-4 record, the Lions 0-4 on the season. The Irish girls will be in the second half of this doubleheader as they will play for the trophy on the girls' side of the tournament. The Lady Irish beat College Places girls 48-44 yesterday. Evening, and will take on the Brewster Lady Bears in the second half of this doubleheader. The Bears are 4-3 on the year. They've played some very tough opponents. They finished at the state tournament last year, playing on the final day of the season, and return all but one player from that roster. So the Irish girls will be really up against a very good team in Brewster. Well, the crowd pretty fired up is. A little guy from Troy, Idaho. They have a halftime three-point shooting contest for leaders of pop, and he looks to be about a second grader. And the Troy guys having some fun. They're very excited about that as he puts it in from the top of the key for three and a leader of pop, which I'm sure some of those guys will want to share with him at some point tonight. Anyway, I digress somewhat. So our scheduled games coming up, of course, we've got the girls' game coming up here in the second half of this doubleheader, and that will finish the 2019 portion of the season. And then the Irish girls and boys right into it on Saturday, January 4th, 2020, as they head up Highway 12 and take on Dayton-Waitsburg. The location says D/W, and I have not checked on that yet. I should have. It's in Waitsburg. I'm very familiar with the schools now. I'm actually teaching in Waitsburg, and I know they trade off every other month which town hosts the varsity games. And so that game in January will be in Waitsburg, as their December games were in Dayton. I should have thought that through. So the Irish boys and girls in league play Saturday, January 4th against Dayton-Waitsburg, and then Tuesday, January 7th, Pomeroy comes to DeSales for a non-leaguer, a rematch of their doubleheader up at Pomeroy on December 17th. The girls losing to a very good Pomeroy team who finished second in the state last year. The Irish boys getting a win over Pomeroy. And then Thursday, January 9th, Walla Walla Valley Academy at DeSales. And Friday, January 10th, Mapton at DeSales. So four games in a week's times from Saturday the 4th to Friday, January 10th. And three of those are league games. Dayton-Waitsburg on the road, Walla Walla Valley Academy, and Mapton at home. So from January 4th to January 10th, DeSales has four games. So this is their last chance to really tune up. That Pomeroy game on the 7th, sandwiched between three league games. The Irish boys back on the floor, shooting around. 18 points in the first quarter for the Irish, just 2 points. That coming with 7 seconds to go before halftime for DeSales in the second quarter. They lead 20-14 at the half. Let's see if they come out fired up. That's been a challenge for them at times at the start of the second half of games. We'll be right back with individuals scoring and the second half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Columbia Basin. I'm going to make this super simple. I need to buy your car. I need to buy lots of cars. Kevin Smith here from Walla Walla Valley Honda, and our need for pre-owned vehicles is growing daily. I want any make, any model, any year, any mileage, everything. Whether you owe money on it or not, I'm interested in your vehicle. Many cases for the same amount you would get on the street. So keep it simple and bring your car to Walla Walla Valley Honda. In under 15 minutes, we'll make you a fair cash offer. So don't fix it, don't list it, don't wash it, and certainly don't make it hard. Find us at WallaWallaValleyHonda.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Four to Sales, Andrew Lyford, 12 points. Four first quarter three-pointers. Four for Tim Warden. Two for Matt Miedemann. Two for Bobby Holtzing. We're quickly underway here in the second half. We'll get the Moses Lake Christian scoring for you. Irish will start the second half with the ball. They get it to Timmy Warden in the lane. Dumps it down to, Frankie Warden to Timmy Warden outside to Lyford. And Lyford hits the three. So good ball movement. Andrew's fifth three-pointer of the game. Irish up 23-14. Nice start. Jeff Borman starts the second half after not starting the game, but he has 8 of their 14 points. They swing it around to Robertson. Robertson, the eighth grader, misses a shot. Rebound by Tim Warden or Bobby Holtzinger as I was looking down. They hand off to Joe Baffney who will start the second half. Baffney gets it in the lane to Frankie Warden, and Frankie lays it in. Frankie's first bucket. DeSales 5 quick points against the Lions zone here in the third quarter. 25-14. Pierre Borman, double team, skip pass in the corner to Robertson. That's the eighth grader. Shot won't go. Rebound, Tim Warden. That was an athletic skip pass from near half court by Pierre Borman. Now Lions, or Lyford with it on the left wing. Long cross court pass to Joe Baffney. Back to Lyford over the top of the zone. Left wing three is good. Andrew Lyford, another catch and shoot three. He's got 18 points now, all on 3-point field goals. Jeff Borman drives in, stripped by Frankie Warden. Loose ball picked up by Tim Warden. Nice start to the second half of the Irish. Ahead to Lyford. Lyford pass on the left corner to Holtzinger. Up top to Joe Baffney. Swing it back to Andrew Lyford. Deep three on the right wing. He's got it. Andrew Lyford just finding his spots, hitting his shots. Moses Teneviev of the Moses Lake Christian Lions says, hey, we need a timeout. 31-14 to Sales. We'll keep it here and get you the scoring for the Lions. And Andrew Lyford, who had 4 first quarter threes, has 3 third quarter threes. I know he doesn't play for the Lions. He plays for the Irish, but he's up to 21 points now. For the Lions, Jeff Borman leads them with 8 points, 3 for Pierre Borman. Pierre Borman had 17 against a very good Troy team in a losing effort yesterday. The Irish have done a good job of making Pierre Borman give up the ball. 2 points for Michael Podlin, a 5'10 freshman, and 1 point for Jacob Robertson, a 5'10 sophomore. So the Lions had only 3 players score against Troy. They have 4 players who scored in this one, but Andrew Lyford is too tough for them. Jeff Borman gets up the sideline and is stripped by Joe Baffney. Irish back into front court. Now to Lyford. Now to Frankie Warden at the top of the key. Right wing goes to Baffney. Now on the baseline to Holtzinger. Up top to Timmy Warden. Now to Lyford. Lyford between the leg with the dribble. Loses the dribble. Gets it back. Now to Holtzinger. Now to Baffney, deep on the right wing. Down low to Bobby Holtzinger. Went down and posted up. Kick in the corner to Lyford. Contested three. Won't go. Rebound. Jeff Borman goes high against Holtzinger. And it goes out of bounds off of Bobby Holtzinger. Irish will press, leading by 17. They get inbound to Jeff Borman. Jeff races up court. Now still on the dribble. Frankie Warden cuts him off on the baseline. They come and trap him. Pass inside to Pierre Borman. Takes a tough shot over Warden. Won't go. Rebound tipped up and in. Pierre Borman at 5'7" went up against Tim Warden. They both kind of hit the ball, and Pierre Borman tips it in. Very athletic play. 31-16 Irish. Baffney down low to Holtzinger. He's stripped. Ball's loose. Players on the floor with it. Nobody can control it. Still on the floor. And finally, somebody gets on the ground and gets after it and gets tied up. Possession arrow to DeSales. Boy, I like that play by Pierre Borman. I don't know if he's the one who hit it or Tim Warden's the one who hit it, but Pierre at 5'7" kept it alive, and it got up and in for the Lions' first bucket of the second half. Irish lead by 15. Pass tip by Frankie Ward on the inbound, but it goes to Jonah Robertson, who goes strong the other way. Leads the lane too strong. Rebound, Andrew Leifert. Navy blue shirted Lions get back. Leifert hands it off to Joe Baffney on the left wing. Joe will slow down and set up the offense. Now to Tim Ward, inside to Frankie Ward, left wide open. He's fouled. So usually it's Timmy Warden on the block getting the pass from his brother Frankie. Their roles were reversed there. Frankie was wide open, but he got fouled by Jeff Borman, and the Sails go to the free throw line. Frankie missed the first one. That's another thing. I looked at the free throw shooting. The Sails 0-for-2 from the line in the first half. They did not shoot a free throw in that second quarter, and to me that shows a lack of inside aggression by the Irish when they really have the Lions mismatched significantly at every position physically. Frankie hits the second free throw. He's got 3 points in the quarter. All three of his points the game. Leifert steals it from Jeff Borman ahead to Holzinger. Holzinger sizes up Robertson, gives it to Frankie Warden, who lays it in running the floor. Nice unselfish play by Bobby Holzinger. And Pierre Borman races the other way in traffic. Can't hit the shot. Rebound Tim Warden. Quickly head to Leifert. Leifert cross court pass to Frankie Warden. Now to Joe Baffney. Right corner goes to Holzinger. Pass the middle to Frankie Warden. Slapped away by the Lions ahead to Jeff Borman, who throws it in the front court to Robertson. And then he tries to dump it to Jeff Borman, and Leifert steals it. Good hustle by the Lions. They just couldn't get anything out of it. Leifert with a nice defensive steal. Now Baffney gets it to the high post. Out to the three-point line area by Frankie Warden. One bounce, he gets it off to Baffney. Now on the baseline with his Tim Warden. Foul line spot up is Holzinger. Gets the pass, six shot won't go. Rebound Tim Warden. Warden's strong shot inside won't go. Holzinger gets it. He's stripped. Ball's loose on the floor, and Bobby Holzinger is going to get called for a foul. He tried to tie up the Jacob Robertson, but all he got was his leg, and he tackled him. And that'll be two on Bobby. He stops the clock with 3:38 to go in a quickly played third quarter. The Sales boys up 34-16. They lead by 18 points after leading by just 6 at the half. The Sales continues to press full court. Chavez comes into the ball game for Jeff Borman. Chavez has the inbound pass. He's a 5'5 sophomore, gets it to Robertson, swinging the corner to Podlin. Podlin will fire the three, off the mark, won't go, rebound Robertson, and he puts it in. Jonah Robertson, the eighth grader, gets his first bucket of the game. Baffney in front court, gets it to Joe Baffney, back to Leifert, Chavez chasing him now, Pierre on. Andrew hit those three threes to start the third quarter. Coach Timoviev called timeout, said we got to get on that guy. Ball knocked loose. Joe gets it back, gets it to Tim Warden. Now to Frankie out on side in the left wing. Shot clock down to 10. Now to Andrew Baffney, or Andrew Leifert, excuse me. He'll take a deep three. It won't go. Rebound tip. Meadham has got it. Gets it to Frankie Warden, who scores it. Man, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm getting a lot of names. All the names. Andrew Baffney graduated about 25 years ago. Maybe not that long. Irish steal the ball. They get it in front court. Meadham is laying in traffic on goal. Rebound Pierre Borman. He gets it ahead to Podlin. Podlin hits the deck on a shot. It won't go. Rebound Tim Warden. Outlet to Andrew Leifert. Leifert up the left sideline. Crossover dribble. Gets to the right elbow. Still on the dribble. Between the leg with the dribble. Pass left wing to Joe Baffney. Joe fires a three. Backboard. Too strong. Nothing else. Meadham gets the carom and lays it in. A bad miss by Joe turned into a good pass. 38-18 Irish. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Podlin, turnaround jumper over Warden. Won't go. Rebound Tim Warden. Outlet to Joe Baffney. Goes over his head and out of bounds. Timmy and Joe just on the same page. The Irish turned over. Tim Warden's going to check out. And Drake Scott, 6'3 junior, checks in for the first time. Drake's had a couple nice moments in varsity games. Liberty Christian game, the Irish's first league win. Actually, it was a loss. They lost by 3. And there's the inbound pass to Robertson. It's an air ball. Irish will bring it the other way to Joe Baffney. Anyway, Drake against Liberty Christian, the Irish had not scored in the second quarter. much like tonight when they, and he came off the bench, scored 8 points as our Dairy Queen player of the game. The Irish end up losing by 3. Shot missed inside by Miedema. Battle for the rebound. Miedema's on the floor with Podlin. And I think we're going to have a foul called on Podlin. The 5'10 freshman's first foul. Only 3 fouls called here in the second half. Ryan Chase checks in for Frankie Warden. So Baffney, Leifert, Scott, Miedema, and Chase. Andrew Leifert, the only starter on the floor for DeSales. Chase gets it into Leifert. He'll fire the deep 3. It's off the mark. Won't go, but he's fouled by Jonah Robertson. Moses Lake Christian folks feel like Andrew maybe flopped a little bit on that one. What happens sometimes is the defender will step under the jump shooter, and then when he comes down, he contacts him. You got to give him a place to come down. So Andrew hits the first free throw. He's now has 22 points. First one is good, 39-18 to DeSales. Second one is also good. Hit the front iron and rolled in. Nice soft touch. 40-18, the Irish with the lead. Andrew makes it. Oh, it goes in and out. I was going to say 3 in a row, but rebound is loose. Drake Scott gets it, and he puts it in. So it ends up being a 4-point possession for DeSales, 42-18 Irish. Now they get it to Jacob Robertson. Robertson to Jeff Borman. Borman between the circles. Leifert on him. Up top it goes now to Jacob Robertson. Robertson with Miedema right on him. Irish playing man-to-man. Miedema slaps it away. Podlin picks it up. Shot clock at 15. Podlin between the leg with the dribbles. Between circles gets it to Pierre Borman. Borman's pass tip stolen by Chase. Good defense by the Irish. Leifert passes in the front court to Joe Baffney. Long cross-court pass to Chase. Chase into the corner. Up top to Leifert. Goes right through his hands. Stolen by Jonah Robertson. The eighth grader gets it ahead to Jacob Robertson, and he hits the shot. So the Irish turn it over, and the Lions score it. We're inside a minute to go in the third quarter. The DeSales boys up 22 points after leading by just 6 at the half. Baffney's got it. Irish going to play for one shot. We're down to 18 seconds. Down low to Miedema. Miedema loses it, and he had it slapped away, and he's fouled, they say. And that's the 4th foul on Moses Lake Christian. Fouls on Pierre Borman, his 2nd. And Ryan Chase will inbound it. Looking for an open player. Get to Drake Scott inside, but stolen by Pierre Borman. Through right to Borman. Borman to Robertson. To Robertson. Robertson back to the basket. 6 seconds go now to Podlin. Freshman splits the defense. Tied up by Drake Scott. Jump ball with 2.7 seconds to go in the quarter. And it'll be DeSales ball. So try to, even though the score is very one-sided, let's see if they can get it in and get a shot up here. Joe will take it from half court. And it's off the mark. DeSales scores 22 points in the third quarter after scoring 20 in the first half. They lead it 42-20 after 3 quarters against the Moses Lake Christian Lions. You're listening to the Edgar Jones Christmas Classic on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's here, our biggest event of the year. Toyotathon is finally here at McCurley Integrity Toyota, and the deals are everywhere. New Toyotas, pre-owned Toyotas, Integrity Certified vehicles. No matter what you're looking for, we got it right here in Walla Walla. We're working our hardest to get you, our family, into a new vehicle for the holidays. We will never let an out-of-town dealer beat our price on any new Toyota. We have the largest selection of new and used Toyotas in Walla Walla with rebates up to $4,000. Yes, rebates up to $4,000. Or get financing as low as 0% on select models. Clearance sale, red tag sale, super sale, slasher sale. They all mean the same thing. Our lowest prices of the year on all our new and used models. Walla Walla is Walla Walla, and we are proud to be a part of it. Do not miss your chance for massive savings at Toyotathon. Visit us today at McCurley Integrity Toyota or in the comfort of your own home at McCurleyToyota.com. Because when you're here, you're family.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, slow starts at the beginning of the game and after the half have been an issue for the Irish. Tonight, not so much. Today, not so much. 18-5, they outscore the Lions to start the game, and they outscore them in the third quarter 22-6. Now we'll see if they can put two quarters in a row together, leading 42-20. Frucci, Holtzinger, Jack Lesko, Matt Meadham, and Drake Scott on the floor for Greg Fazari's Irish. Pierre Borman splits the defense and drives in for an uncontested lay-in. And the Lions trail by 20. Jack Lesko deep on the left wing with it. Up top to Frucci between the circles. Back to Lesko on the left wing. Down low to Drake Scott. He's double-teamed and he's fouled as Drake was strong with the ball in the entry pass. And Jeff Borman tried to tie him up, got a hold of his arm, fouled him. Chavez will come in for Jeff Borman, the freshman. And now into the game for the first time is Kenzie Borman. Another Borman. Kenzie is a 5'9 freshman. So cousins or brothers, there's a lot of Bormans and a lot of Robertsons. Holtzinger gets inside to meet him and lose the handle, gets it back, throws it back to Bobby Holtzinger, but Bobby kind of got caught watching the play there after throwing it inbounds, had not established his feet inbound, and that's a violation. Irish turn it over. Pierre Borman brings it into front court. A lot of dribbling. Holtzinger and Frucci all over him. Borman falls to the floor, keeps his dribble, now picks up his dribble, and timeout, Moses Lake Christian Lions. 7:01 to go. Irish down 20 when we come back. Or excuse me, the Irish up 20, 42-22, when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Great American Road Trip used to be a real thing, not just a reality show. Mom and Dad would load the kids in the tent in the station wagon as soon as school was out in June and head out to see this amazing country of ours. Then we all got too busy and, sadly, have forgotten this great tradition. Make it real again for your family. Let Smiley's RV help you get started. Smiley's has a large selection of pre-owned motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and pickup campers. To learn more, visit SmileyRV.com.
Do your personal goals include a comfortable retirement, paying for your granddaughter's college education, or leaving a meaningful financial legacy? Let D.A. Davidson help you prepare for your future, whatever it may include. Financial advisor Bill Fleener offers the experience and solutions to help you on the road toward your goals. When you're ready to create your roadmap for a strong financial future, call Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson, 509-526-5755. Bill's only goal is your success. D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Lions will inbound the ball as Coach Timoviev saved a possession after Pierre Borman was on the floor. Now Kenzie Borman with it, gets it to Podlin up top to Chavez. Shot clock at 10, right baseline to Kenzie Borman. Not sure the Lions are aware of the shot clock to Chavez, now to Pierre Borman. He has a nifty move in the low post and body control while in the air, banks it in and scores it. Borman now with 9, 5'7 sophomore, posted up down low, creates a space score. Lesko fires a deep 3, won't go. Rebound tipped by Scott, but out front, Jacob Robertson's got it. He tries to run, goes behind the back with the dribble, picks up his dribble, now gets it to Podlin. Back to Jacob Robertson. Head fake at a 3, he'll drive in. Pump to the hoop, won't go. Rebound, Bobby Holtzinger. Holtzinger outlet to Koi Frucci. 42-24 to Sales, up by 18 points. Lesko on the drive, baseline, collides with Pierre Borman. No foul called as Pierre trying to draw the charge, and now Lesko's tied up, and a foul's going to be called on Podlin. Pierre Borman a little bit frustrated. 5'7 sophomore thought he drew the charge. 6:02 to go in the ballgame. Sales girls will play the second half of this doubleheader, which is the opposite of what usually happens. They inbound it to Lesko. Lesko's three-point attempt on the inbound is off the mark, but it goes out of bounds on the rebound. Last touch by Moses Lake Christian in those navy blue uniforms with the old gold trim. Top between the circles. I don't know what old gold looks like, but that's what it said on Max Preps for their school colors. Swinging around to Frucci. Frucci fires the 3 from the right corner. Short, won't go. Rebound, Podlin. Greg Fazari says, get back on defense. Pierre Borman brings it to front court, gets it to Jacob Robertson. Holtzinger going for the steal there. Didn't get it. Robertson dribbles away from him, gets it to Chavez. Back to Robertson at the top of the key between the circles. Shot clock at 15, high post. Kinsey Borman comes out of there up between the circles to get the pass. Now Podlin's got it out high. Sales forcing the Lions to run their offense way inside. And what a play as they dump it down low on the block to Pierre Borman. He's double teamed on the right block, head fake baseline, split the double team, double pump, scoop to the hoop, and scores it. Impressive play. He's got 6 in the quarter, 11 for the game. Lesko drives in. His shot's blocked out of there by Borman. Pierre feeling it. He comes the other way, goes up strong, and lays it in. He had 17 against Troy. Block shot, and this coast-to-coast score. Other way, Miedemann can't hit the shot. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Moses Lake Christian. So similar to the first half, to Sales' big first quarter in the first half, only 2 points in the second quarter. In the third quarter, 22 points, and we're nearly halfway through the fourth quarter. The Irish have not scored. They get it into Miedemann. Shot off the glass way too strong. Rebound by number 14. That's Joey Sarraz, 5'2 senior. Joey's a little guy. He drives in, goes up strong with a scoop shot off the iron, won't go. Rebound by Matt Miedemann. Gets it to Frucci. To Holtzinger. Holtzinger on the drive, dumps it to Drake Scott, who lays it in. Drake Scott. I guess we could say Great Scott. Sometimes I'll have to save that one for later. 44-28. 4:03. What movie, what TV show was that from? Great Scott. Podlin on the drive, misses a shot. He traveled. Now I got exactly 4 minutes to go in the game. Great Scott. Andrew Leifert checks back in. Andrew, 7 3-pointers in this game, leads all scorers with 23 points. Frucci to Lesko, down low to Scott. Scott tries to get it to Miedemann, but it goes past him, but Frucci runs it down between the circles. Coy tries to drive, cut off, gets it to Miedemann. Miedemann dumps it into Scott. Kick out to Frucci. 3 on the way, he's got it. Coy Frucci's first bucket. The Irish have scored 5 in a row. They lead it 47-28. The Sales working on the dump down passes and then kicking it out. Jacob Robertson out near half court, picks up his dribble. Leifert's right on him. Now Jeff Borman with it, who's in the game. Borman's between the circles. Now gets to the high post to Jacob Robertson. Robertson drives down the lane, puts up a shot. He's fouled and will shoot 2 with 3:13 to go in the game. And the Irish up 47-28. The foul's on Matt Miedemann, his first. And Jacob Robertson, who has 3 points in the game, is 1 for 2 from the line. The only player to be at the free throw line for the Lions in this game. He misses the first one. But Pierre Borman has had some some announcer pleasing moves here in the fourth quarter. 5'7" sophomore has 13 points to lead the Lions. Second free throw is good. He's got 4. Ryan Chase and Bailey Lesko have checked in during the free throw as Miedemann and Holtzinger check out. Bailey Lesko to his brother Jack. Bailey the senior, Jack the freshman. Chase with the ball down low. We got a whistle away from the ball. And it's going to be a foul on Podlin. It's his third. And that puts the Lions, over the limit. My phone's beeping a lot. I think somebody's listening, giving me that Great Scott TV show that's escaping me. So Ryan Chase will shoot the front end of a one-on-one. Ryan, the 5'11 sophomore, looking for his first points of the game, and he hits it. The Sales now unofficially 4 of 7 from the free throw line. And he hits them both. 49-29 to Sales. 2:55 to go in the game. Got a whistle and a foul as Pierre Borman pass it down to Jacob Robertson. And it's Bailey Lesko with the reach-in foul, his first. Just on the front court side of half court, The Lions will inbound it into backcourt to Pierre Borman. Borman's pass to the high post, knocked away by Drake Scott, picked up by Podlin. Now Jeff Borman with it in the corner. Chase is right on him, and Jeff Borman called for traveling. Let's see. Why, my phone was beeping. Oh, Coach Josh Richard. Great Scott is from Back to the Future. I think there might have been something before that, too. And Andrew Leifert hits another three. The actor was Christopher Lloyd, played Doc Brown in Back to the Future. But I think there was a show before that, a TV show. 52-29, DeSales with the lead. Leifert has 26 point now. Pierre Borman fires a three, won't go. Bailey Lesko with the rebound. Gets it to his little brother, Jack, senior to the freshman. Jack will bring it into front court, back to Bailey. Bailey will spot up, shoot the three from the left wing, off the arm, won't go. Rebound by Jonah Robertson. Minute 54 to go. The Irish boys will get back on track with the win here and go to 3-4. Jeff Borman in transition scores it. And now we have a whistle and a stoppage of play. As Borman double pump, laid it in. We got a little excited and tipped the ball after it went through the net. And that's a delay of game. 52-31. DeSales up by 21, excuse me. Do the math. Left wing to Baffney, or to Colley, to Lesko, to Scott, inside to Chase. Chase has his shot blocked by Pierre Borman. Borman racing the other way. Contact, and he's fouled. Pierre Borman is fun to watch. He stuffed Chase and got the ball, and he went flying the other way and put on a nice little move to get in the lane, hit the deck. The whistle was delayed, but they made the call against Bailey Lesko. Inbound to Jeff Borman. Borman for three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Drake Scott. To Leifert. Scott, Leifert, Lesko, Bailey Lesko. Jack and Bailey in there. To Leifert. He fires a three. Andrew's got that shooter's mentality. Once he's on the floor, he's in range. Bombs away. Jacob Robertson with it between the circles. A minute to go. Irish up 52-31. 31's the same point total the Lions had yesterday, losing to Troy, 61-31. Pierre Borman shoots it off the side of the backboard, won't go. Rebound by Robertson. His putback won't go. Jack Lesko's got it. Jack into front court, splits the defense, gets himself in the air, hands it off to Bailey Lesko. Bailey kicks it back to Jack in the left corner. Now Jack will get it out between the circles, and he's tripped and fouled by Jacob Robertson. Stops the clock with 38.6 seconds to go. And Jack will have a chance to score for the first time in this game. We'll shoot the front end of the one-on-one. Oh. And he hits it. Jack's in the book. 53-31 to sales. The Irish boys will finish the 2019 portion of the season with a 3-4 record. Jack misses the second one. Rebound, Robertson can't save it. He got his hand on it and then went out of bounds. Would have been better off just to let it go. Yes, Flash Gordon was the original show where they said, "Great Scott." So take that, Coach Richard. You weren't even alive when that show was on. Pat Wall was, PA announcer. He got that to me. Inbounded to Bailey Lesko. Three on the way, partially blocked by Robertson. Jeff Borman picks up the loose ball. 30 seconds left. Borman into front court. Has stripped by Lesko. Bailey's going coast to coast and throws it off the bottom of the backboard. Chase has it now to Jack. Lesko to Bailey. Bailey fires a three off the iron and in. Hit the back iron, went straight up and plop. Right down in there. Nice touch for Bailey. 56-31 Irish. Pierre Borman. Hands it off to Jeff Borman. Deep three off the iron, won't go at the buzzer. Well, the sales boys looked very good in the first quarter and the third quarter and had an Moses Lake Christian Lions overmatched physically throughout, and they win it 56-31. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Connors Flooring and Design has moved into a brand new showroom and warehouse. Our new space is specially designed to offer you a relaxed shopping experience with easier access to our huge selection of quality flooring, tile, and countertop solutions for your next project. As always, you can expect the same golden rule service, expert knowledge and advice, plus top quality custom installation using only the best local licensed professional installers. Come see us at 650 Northeast Rose Street between Lambert and Damson. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Did you know D.A. Davidson has been in business since 1935? We have experienced the market's ups and downs and have the knowledge, understanding, and resources to get you started on the right financial path. Just ask Bill Fleener, one of our experienced financial advisors. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Bill offers a range of services and solutions to prepare you for whatever the future may bring. Call Bill at 509-526-5755 to get started. D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
Are you looking for a way to make your holiday shipping easier? Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Bring us your challenging packages and let us gift wrap them, pack them, and ship them for you. And while we're doing that, you can check out our unique gifts from Melissa and Doug Toys, Mova Globes, The Real Insect Company, and Nebo Flashlights. Pick out those stocking stuffers, then kick back and relax. And happy holidays from Sheila,
Paul,
Brandy, Lacey,
Mindy,
Jennifer.
Happy holidays from Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
From sweeping dunes to thirsty lake beds, you want to explore it all and bring someone along for the ride. You need the Honda Talon 1000R, the new authority on high-speed tracking and large bump absorption. At almost 69 inches wide, the R is built for stability over rough terrain with a 4-plus link rear suspension boasting over 20 inches of travel. The 1000-class engine has been optimized for max acceleration and nearly endless power through Honda's exclusive 6-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission. Take your friend to USA Honda, 1371 Dalles Military Road, to see the Talon 1000s and learn why life is better side by side.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live between games and it's inverted doubleheader. Usually it's the Lady Irish with the first game and the boys with the second game, but the roles are reversed here at the Edgar Jones Christmas Classic as the Irish girls will play the Brewster girls for the Edgar Jones Christmas Tournament Championship. And if I apologize to Edgar Jones if I every once in a while say D.A. Davidson. I think I did there a little bit ago. D.A. Davidson was the original sponsor of this tournament and did it for many years. That we're very happy to have Edgar Jones sponsoring now. Anyway, the Irish girls and the Brewster girls are on the floor. The Sales boys did some really good things and maybe some areas to stay humble with as well in this win over Moses Lake Christian, 56-31. The Irish start off very strong. Andrew Leifert hit 4 first quarter threes. The Irish as a team scored 18 first quarter points, held Moses Lake Christian Lions to just 5 first quarter points. But then in the second quarter, the Irish were outscored 9-2. A Matt Meadham a lay-in with 7 seconds to go in the half, the only DeSales points in the second quarter. And then the Irish, another area of issue for them has been how well they play coming out after halftime. Well, they played very well again, outscoring the Lions 22-6 in the third quarter. Andrew Leifert, 3 more 3-point field goals. Frankie Warden had a nice quarter, scored all 7 of his points in that third quarter. So I'm sure on the goal list for Greg Fazari and the coaching staff was, we got to start better in the first quarter and the third quarter. Well, the Irish boys definitely accomplished that. But in the second and fourth quarter, things were an issue, especially in the second quarter. The Irish didn't score for about the first 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter, but then got it going and got points from 6 different players. Leifert hit another 3 and finished the game with 8 threes overall. Ryan Chase scored. Drake Scott scored. Bailey Lesko scored, and Jack Lesko scored as the Irish outscored the Lions 14-11 in the final 8 minutes. In control from the outset, winning 56-31. DeSales improves to 3-4. The Lions looking for their first win of the season still as they are 0-5. And some, I think I just called them the Knights for some reason. I'll add up the individual totals and be right back with those and wrap up the boys' side of this broadcast on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Sick of Christmas music yet? I'm not. Gotta love me a smooth version of Silver Bells. This is Daisha with Total Comfort Solutions. You know what I would feel sick hearing? Weird noises coming from my furnace. Squeaking, banging, rumbling. Give us a call at Total Comfort Solutions to schedule a furnace checkup today. Let's keep that home merry and bright and warm this holiday season. Call Total Comfort Solutions, your HVAC and plumbing company. Keep singing those Christmas carols. You know I will.
Hey folks, listen up. Advent and Christmas seasons are special times of the year. I mean, think about it. Who doesn't enjoy a good holiday party, huh? Well, I got a little secret for you guys. Bring one of Cugini's famous holiday trays to your next holiday party. Cugini holiday trays are covered with a plethora of meats and cheeses from all over the world. And if you include a holiday cake or a panettone along with it, you'll be the hit of the party. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue. Buon pazzo e buon Natale e Capodanno.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live between games here on this doubleheader broadcast here from DeSales High School in the Edward Jones Christmas Classic. The DeSales boys win the third, fourth place game over Moses Lake Christian's Lions, 56-31. Scoring for Moses Lake Christian, their 31 points, which is the same total they had yesterday when they lost 61-31 to Troy. Coach Timoviev got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players in the ball game, and 5 of them scored. 2 for Michael Podolin, 2 for Jonah Robertson, 4 for Jacob Robertson, 10 for Jeff Borman, and 13 for Pierre Borman. 8 of those in the fourth quarter. That 5'7 sophomore is a very talented player. For Greg Fazari's guys, you got everybody who suited up in the lineup. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 players. 10 of them score points. Jack Lesko with 1 point. 2 for Bobby Holtzinger. 2 for Ryan Chase. 3 for Bailey Lesko. 3 for Coy Frucci. 4 for Drake Scott. 4 for Matt Miedema. 4 for Tim Warden, and 7 for Frankie Warden. The 5'11 sophomore had 7 points in the loss against the Hawks of College Place last night, scores 7 in this game. And Andrew Leifert, 26 points, all of his field goals from beyond the arc, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 3-point field goals, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Very good shooting performance for Andrew Leifert, as Moses Lake Christian's defense did not have an answer for him or really for DeSales as a group, you know, from a physical standpoint or an experience standpoint. From an effort standpoint, the Lions gave it everything they had, but DeSales just too much hype and too much shooting talent from Andrew Leifert as the Irish win at 56-31. So DeSales boys will finish the 2019 portion of the season with a 3-4 record. They're 1-2 in the EWAC Conference, and their next game will be a league game at Waitsburg against Dayton Waitsburg. That's next Saturday, January 4th, 2020. We'll be in the new year the next time the Irish boys take the court, and we'll be with you with that one, as the Irish girls will have the honor of finishing up the 2019 portion of this season for DeSales basketball, as they will take on the Brewster Lady Bears in the Edward Jones Christmas Tournament Girls Championship game. We'll be talking girls basketball when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
For 69 years now, Dale Graves Buick GMC has been the easiest place in Walla Walla to buy a new or used car, get your vehicle repaired, or to buy parts and accessories. Why? Because for 69 years, we have made it easy. No pressure, no overselling of services you don't need, just simple, straightforward dealings in everything we do. Our sterling reputation has been earned by practicing what we preach for the last 69 years. Dale Graves Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.